Hi, and welcome back to Coco Sleep, a podcast of original children's bedtime stories and sleep meditations designed to make bedtime a dream. If you like this podcast and enjoy the snoozy feeling you get when listening to our stories, please tell your family and friends about it because they might enjoy it too. I wonder, do you sometimes lie in bed awake, not feeling tired at all? It sometimes happens to me too, and I try to relax and think happy thoughts. What do you do? Well, in tonight's story, we're going to meet a little mouse called Millie, who lives in an enchanted forest, and she just won't go to sleep. Her worried mother asks the magical forest for help, and a sleep fairy by the name of Midnight appears. Together, Midnight and Millie take a moonlit journey through the forest and discover how the other animals fall asleep every night. And, happily, it's not too long before the little mouse begins to feel sleepier and sleepier. Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock 4 bonus stories per month, and much, much more, you can join Coco Club. Subscribe in just 2 taps via the link in the show notes. But now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Before we meet our little mouse, Millie, and her forest-dwelling friends, take a little time to snuggle down into your bed and make yourself as comfortable as you can. Try a yawn. Breathe in, and with a big sigh, breathe out. Wriggle your fingers and toes, close your eyes, and try another little yawn. Take some lovely deep breaths in and out, and then snuggle down a little bit more. This is Midnight and the Mouse by Gillian Rogerson. The sun set slowly on another day in Sleepy Forest. The sky turned dark blue and stars twinkled into view. A full moon came out from behind a cloud and cast moonbeams dancing across the dark forest floor below. Birds of the night sang soft twilight tunes. Mums and dads around the forest settled their little ones down for the night. Soon, tired little eyes began to close, and gentle snores sounded out. Parents let out happy sighs as they gazed lovingly at their sleeping babies. Whispers of good night, sweet dreams, we love you, floated on the evening breeze throughout the forest. Yet, in a burrow beneath an old oak tree, a young mouse called Millie refused to go to sleep. She told her mum she wasn't the tiniest bit tired, and she told her dad she wanted to go outside and play. She said she was going to stay awake all night. Millie's mum and dad tried everything to get their little mouse to sleep. A cup of warm milk in Millie's favourite mug. A soothing lullaby from her dad. And lots of warm hugs. But nothing worked on little Millie. Millie's mum decided there was only one thing left to do. She collected 3 acorn tops from the far side of the burrow and took them outside. She carefully placed them on the grass beneath the branches of their oak tree. Then she waited for something special to happen. For the animals of Sleepy Forest, no magical help is always available to those who ask for it. And one way to summon that help is by placing 3 acorn tops outside their homes. Within seconds, magical help arrived for Millie's mum in the shape of a small fairy. The fairy landed in front of the mouse, fluttering her silver wings gently. She was wearing a dress the colour of the night sky, and a velvet pouch hung from a silver belt around her waist. The fairy looked at Millie's mum and said softly, "You called for me?" "I did," Millie's mum answered. "My little one just won't go to sleep. Can you help me, please?" "Indeed I can. Where is the restless one?" Just at that moment, Millie popped her head out of the burrow. Her eyes widened in surprise when she saw the fairy. The fairy's eyes twinkled like stars as she looked at Millie. She said to the little mouse, "Hello, my name is Midnight. I'm a sleep fairy. I'm going to help you fall asleep tonight." "I'm not tired," Millie replied. "I know," the fairy said with a smile. "And you're not the only one. Lots of animals feel the same way tonight. Please, come with me and I'll show you what I mean." Millie looked at her mum to see if it was okay to go with the fairy. Her mum gave her a tired nod. Midnight took Millie by the paw and they walked into the moonlit forest together. Stars twinkled down on them from the evening sky. A friendly owl hooted from a nearby tree. Millie's whiskers twitched as they travelled along. She'd never been out of the burrow at night before. The air smelled different. Somehow unfamiliar, and Millie wasn't sure if she liked it. Millie asked the fairy where they were going. Midnight replied, "There's a peculiar feeling in the air tonight, and it seems to be a night when many mums and dads are having trouble getting their babies to sleep. But that's okay, because we're going to help them." "How?" Millie asked. With a mysterious smile, Midnight replied, "You'll see." Midnight led Millie over to a hedgerow where a family of hedgehogs lived. The baby hedgehogs were asking their mother for another bedtime story. But the mother had already told them 2 stories, and she just could not think of another tale to tell her babies. Midnight saw what was happening and reached into the velvet pouch that was tied to the silver belt around her waist. She pulled out a handful of rainbow-coloured glitter and gently cast it into the air. The glitter caught on a breeze and drifted towards the mother hedgehog. The shimmering sparkles landed on her prickles, shone brightly for a second, and then melted gently. The mother hedgehog suddenly smiled at her babies and said, "Let me tell you the tale about the 100-year-old hedgehog who had the power to grant wishes." "Oh," said the smallest hedgehog, "we haven't heard that one before." The mother hedgehog said, "I know. Settle down, make yourselves comfortable, and then I'll begin." The little hedgehogs shuffled down further into their cozy beds made out of leaves and soft moss. Their mother tucked some extra moss under their heads and made soft pillows for them. Then she waited until she had their full attention. Once upon a time, in a land not far from here, there lived the most magical creature, a hedgehog who was 100 years old. His spikes were as grey as silver, and his eyes were full of wisdom. Millie and Midnight stayed nearby and listened to the captivating story of the hedgehog who was able to grant wishes. They heard how the kind animal didn't wish for anything for himself, but instead he gave wishes to his friends. And seeing the delight on his friends' faces as their wishes came true, made the elderly hedgehog's heart overflow with joy and love. And that was worth more than 1,000 wishes for himself. It was a heartwarming story, and one by one, the young hedgehogs drifted off to sleep. As she listened to the lovely bedtime story, Millie felt her eyes growing heavier. She closed them and gently leaned against the fairy. Midnight whispered to Millie, "Are you ready for sleep yet?" Millie's eyes opened. She shook her head. "No, I'm not tired. Not even a little bit." The fairy nodded. "Okay, come with me." They walked on through the forest. They stopped outside the home of a badger family who lived inside a cozy cottage made from logs. It was a warm evening and the windows of the cottage were open. Millie and Midnight could see into the home and saw three young badgers chasing each other around the living room. They were dressed in their pajamas but didn't seem at all ready for bed. Their parents were asking them to settle down, but the little badgers didn't seem to be listening to them. Midnight pulled some glitter from her pouch and sent it fluttering on the air towards the open window. The enchanted glitter drifted towards the mum and dad badger. It settled softly on their black and white fur, twinkled for a moment, and then melted. Millie moved a little closer to the window and wondered what was going to happen next. She soon found out. The badger parents started to sing. Soft, lilting notes came from both of them and echoed gently around their living room. The young badgers stopped chasing each other and listened to their parents. The song coming from them was a mesmerizing melody, and it flowed over the little badgers and filled them with peace and relaxation. The little badgers lay down in front of their parents and listened in complete silence as their mum and dad performed a dreamy duet. One by one, the babies fell asleep. The lullaby was so peaceful that Millie settled herself down on the soft grass outside the cottage and put her head on her paws. She yawned. Midnight whispered to her, "Are you ready for sleep yet?" Millie stood up and said, No, I'm not tired. Not even a little bit." The fairy nodded. "Okay, come with me. There are more animals in the forest who we need to visit." Under the light of the bright moon, Millie continued to walk with Midnight through Sleepy Forest. They came to a tall tree, and the fairy stopped at the side of it. Millie did too, and looked around for animals who were having trouble sleeping. She didn't see any, and asked Midnight why they had stopped. Midnight pointed towards the leafy boughs above them and said they needed to climb the tree to see the animals who lived up there. Together, the mouse and the fairy climbed the tree. They found a family of squirrels snuggled between the cozy branches. The family were fast asleep, and the smallest squirrel had a smile on her face. She looked like she was lost in a delightful dream. Midnight whispered to the mouse, "They don't need our help. They're already fast asleep. Let's leave them in peace." Millie gazed upon the snoozing squirrels. They looked so snug and warm in their beds. She thought about her own cozy bed and how soft and warm it was. She let out a tired yawn. The kind fairy noticed, but she didn't say anything. They climbed back down the tree and carried on walking through the forest. Millie's steps were a little slower, and her eyes felt more and more tired. She'd never been out so late before, and the thought of her comfy bed kept drifting softly into her mind. Midnight and the mouse walked through a grassy glade. The fairy stopped at the side of a hole in the ground and told Millie there was a family of rabbits who lived down it. Midnight thought they might need help going to sleep and asked Millie to go with her to check on them. Midnight held out her hand to Millie and down into the hole they went. They walked along twisting tunnels until they found a family of resting rabbits. The rabbits were fast asleep and snoring gently. The sight of them made Millie yawn again. The sleeping rabbits didn't need Midnight's help. So the fairy led Millie back through the tunnels and up into the forest. The moon shone brightly in a sky that was blanketed with shimmering stars. Still holding hands, Midnight and the mouse carried on walking. Their journey took them to the far side of the meadow, where they found some deer dozing behind the hanging branches of a weeping willow tree. They looked so peaceful that Millie wanted to lie next to them and fall asleep too. But when the fairy asked if she was ready to return home yet, the mouse shook her head and said no. The fairy smiled kindly and asked if Millie could hear the animals of the forest talking to their families. Millie listened and heard the hushed voices of parents saying, "Good night, sweet dreams. We love you." Midnight gave Millie a gentle smile and said, "No one else needs our help tonight. Everyone is falling asleep."
"I'm not," Millie said with a little yawn. She blinked her eyes tiredly.
Midnight took a handful of glitter from her pouch and gave half of it to Millie.
she said to the little mouse, "There is one more thing we have to do tonight." Millie looked at the glitter in her paw and asked, "What?" "We need to send peaceful dreams around the forest. Watch." The fairy gently blew the glitter into the air. Millie did the same. The glitter twirled and whirled around the fairy and the mouse and surrounded them in a rainbow-coloured curtain. Millie watched in amazement as one fuzzy image after another appeared on the magical curtain in front of them. The images were blurry, and Millie couldn't work out what they were. "What's happening?" Millie asked. Midnight explained. "These are what animals of the forest dream about. They're not quite ready yet, but let's send them on their way and see what happens." She slowly moved her hands back and forth through the air, as if conducting an orchestra. Millie copied her. The fuzzy images on the curtain moved closer to each other. Slowly, large, clear bubbles appeared between them, and the images floated into the bubbles. The bubbles then floated away from the curtain and hovered in the air. Midnight said, "These are dream bubbles. If you look inside them, you'll see the dreams are beginning to take shape. Each dream is different." A dream bubble floated nearer to Millie. She looked closer and saw a smiling otter inside it. He was lying on his back and floating down a river. The faint tinkling sound of water came from the bubble. The river slowly carried the otter under a wooden bridge. Reflections of the water danced on the underneath of the bridge. The otter continued drifting along and passed by a field full of purple lavender. The peaceful scent of the plants wafted towards Millie and made her whiskers twitch. She felt the gentle heat of the sun on her fur, as if she were actually inside the dream bubble with the otter. Her little body felt warm and weightless as she continued to watch the otter drift downstream in his lovely dream bubble. A soft wind caught the dream bubble and sent it bobbing on its way through Sleepy Forest. Midnight said the bubble was taking the dream towards the river where the otter lived. It would land softly on his sleepy head, and the lovely dream would drop gently into his mind. Another bubble came closer to the little mouse, and this time she saw a laughing frog inside it. The frog was joyfully leaping from lily pad to lily pad across a pond. His laughter was light and infectious, and Millie found herself laughing along with him. He looked like he was having a marvelous time. The dream bubble moved away from her and went on its way to find the sleeping frog. A third bubble appeared. Inside, there was a mole who was walking through a moonlit meadow. He was looking left and right, as though searching for someone. Out of the shadows came another mole. She smiled shyly. "My love," the first mole called out, "will you dance with me on this fine evening?" "Of course I will, my sweetheart," she replied. As the moon looked down, the love-struck moles moved towards each other, their paws outstretched. The couple held paws as they danced lightly around the meadow, in and out of the moonbeams. Watching them made Millie's heart feel full of love. She let out a happy sigh, and it caused some of the dream bubbles to glide gracefully away. Off they went, through the trees, to deliver their dreams. The next bubble that Millie saw showed a snowy white owl perched on a branch at the top of a tree. Millie noticed that the owl was chatting to the full moon, who was shining brightly nearby. Inside the bubble, the owl said to the moon, "Isn't it a beautiful evening?" "It certainly is," the moon replied. "But don't you think the stars could look a little brighter?" The owl dipped her head to one side, looked closer at the stars, and said, "Perhaps." The moon said, "Would you be kind enough to polish the stars for me, please? Not all of them, just those closest to you." The owl said she would love to. She fluffed up her feathers and then took to the star-filled sky. Using her wings, she gently cleaned the stars until they sparkled like diamonds. Once she was satisfied that enough stars had been polished, the owl returned to the tree and nodded at the moon. The moon thanked her warmly. In happy harmony, the owl and the moon gazed at the sky and agreed it now looked extra enchanting that night. Millie's eyes felt very tired as she watched the dream bubble with the owl inside rise before her. It headed towards a tree where a sleeping owl was resting on a leafy branch. The dream bubble reached the owl and rested gently on her soft feathers. Millie smiled as she thought about the lovely dream the owl was going to have soon. The thought of dreams made the little mouse feel even more tired. She yawned. She tried to take a step forward, but her legs were too tired to move. So she settled herself down on a tuft of grass and said to the fairy, "I'm ready for my sleep now." It's time for you to go back home. Midnight softly stroked Millie's head. But we don't have to walk back. For the last time that night, Midnight took some glitter from her pouch. She sprinkled it on the ground. A rainbow-coloured cloud appeared out of nowhere and hovered above the grass. The fairy helped Millie onto the cloud. It felt soft, warm, and snuggly. Midnight sat next to Millie and tucked the cozy cloud around the mouse like a blanket. Millie's little face peeped out, and she smiled drowsily at the fairy. The cloud rose smoothly from the ground and headed skywards. Millie couldn't keep her eyes open a moment longer. She turned on her side and curled up into a ball. Midnight kissed the top of Millie's head and whispered, "Go to sleep, little one. It won't be long until you're home." Millie snuggled down further in the cloud. It felt like a warm hug. Sleep came closer and closer to her. The cloud drifted silently across the night sky. A small smile came to Millie's face as she heard the distant hoot of an owl, and she wondered if owls really did polish the stars. Nighttime sounds carried on the whispering winds as the fairy and mouse headed towards the burrow beneath the old oak tree. More dream bubbles floated into the night sky as gently as wishes. Millie didn't see them, but the little fairy did. Midnight smiled when she saw the carefree animals inside the bubbles. There were going to be a lot of wonderful dreams in Sleepy Forest tonight. Before too long, Millie felt herself being lifted from the cloud by her dad's familiar arms. She was taken into her cozy burrow and placed snugly into her warm bed. She sighed happily. As Millie drifted off into a deep and happy slumber, she heard her mum and dad say, "Good night, sweet dreams, we love you."